Hello, 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 everybody. This is Brandon Luna.
Randy Rankin.
With Calypso's Cigar Review Podcast. And this is another in the series of interviews we did at the Texas Frightmare Weekend.
This is 9,403.
Yes. And this was the day that Randy wasn't there. So this one's actually with a gentleman by the name of Mel House. He was the producer of a film called Clinger that we got to see most of at the event. And a very, very funny film. It's a comedy horror flick.
He also did Spirit Camp. If you get a chance to see Spirit Camp,
different guy.
It is awesome.
Different guy.
But it's in the same.
No, that's the Kerosene Films guy. Different one.
F me.
It's okay.
I wasn't there that day,
so he doesn't know. Sure. Yeah. Okay. But this one, this Milhouse guy, he's not Milhouse from Simpsons. He was quick to note that his name was not Milhouse. He told me that. He's like, it's not Milhouse, it's Milhouse. Okay. But he's got an IMDb page, so you can check him out, see his previous work. And if you get a chance to check out Clinger, it is going to be in limited release in Texas. So check it out at Alamo Draft House and what's the other place
Angelica.
That shows?
Angelica. Yeah.
It'll probably be around there. And it's got a young gentleman that does a lot of voice work typically. He's in Phineas and Ferb, does the voice of Phineas, and he was also in The Walking Dead. So it's got an up-and-coming star. The script is hilarious. So check out the flick and check out our interview with Mel House, the producer of Clinger.
You're doing great.
Shut up. Welcome to Cinema, the movie and television podcast show that talks about everything dirty, mean,
say hello to my little friend.
And nasty.
It rubs the lotion on its skin.
In Hollywood and beyond. If it's sin, we're in. Hey, everybody. It's Brandon Luna again with Cinema and Calypso Cigar Review, and I'm here with Mel House, one of the producers on Clinger. Tell us a little bit about Clinger.
Clinger is a film we shot in the summer of 2012 in Houston, Texas, and it's a horror romantic comedy, I guess, would be the best way to sum it up, about a high school relationship gone horribly, horribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of fun making it, a lot of support from the community back in Houston. We shot at St. John's High School, which is where they shot Rushmore, so it was cool to kind of go in there and spray blood all over private school. I still can't believe they let us do some of this stuff.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you had a great cast here, and it looks like you guys had a really good time making it, and they had a lot of good chemistry. How was casting on this, and where did you guys pull people from?
It was a mixture of the three main, the screenwriter, director, and cinematographer all went to St. John's. They all went to high school together. After high school, they kind of all split up. The director went to Wesleyan University. The producer went to UCLA, the screenwriter stayed in Houston, went to Rice, and or the director of photography went to Rice, and in their own little sort of worlds, they all like either started doing theater or meeting people. They pulled a lot of people from theater stuff they did, and then they also did casting calls in Houston and Los Angeles. So it's kind of a mix of their homeboys from the theater, people we cast in LA, and then people we cast locally in Houston. So,
and what brought you to Texas Frightmare Weekend?
I've been coming to Frightmare since the beginning, actually. Like, I've been promoting pretty much every project I've done here. Like, we've done a couple of screenings here, and they actually, just from knowing me and seeing what was happening with Clinger, they asked us to kind of bring it back. And we brought Debbie Rashawn and Lisa Wilcox here in the past to promote one of my previous films, one that I co-wrote. And so it was kind of just like a homecoming kind of thing, you know.
What was that film?
That one's called Imago, and it's actually going to be out this year as well, although we're changing the title, and I'm not sure what it's going to be. So, yeah, but keep posting, you know, on Facebook, and my website's upstartfilmworks.net, which is where you can get info on all the stuff that we do. So yeah.
You said it is going to have a limited release, right?
Right. Clinger actually got picked up right after we did it. We premiered at Slam Dance this year, and right after that we got distribution, and part of the distribution deal is a limited theatrical release. So we know that we're going to be out in Texas and in Los Angeles and New York at the very least. So that happens in October 2015.
So probably like Alamo Draft House, Angelica, something like that?
That's what I'm guessing. Or like Sundance Cinemas, like in Houston maybe, something like that. That's kind of the vibe that I'm getting as far as the release plan they have. But it'll definitely get in front of eyes. And then right after that, it goes to video on demand and disc release. So. Okay.
And we got to see most of the film. We missed the beginning, and I definitely want to look forward to seeing the whole thing. But hilarious script, man. Was most of that in the script, or was there a lot of improv on the set, or what was that like?
I would say about 80% of it was in the script. Mm-hmm. But several of the actors we have, including Debbie and Lisa, are pretty good at improv and comedy stuff. And so a lot of the stuff kind of came up spur of the moment. everybody, most of the principals involved in the film have really good comedic minds, you know, and they bounce off each other really well. So if there's an, we would do a lot, I think, as I recall, we would do a lot of takes on the set where we'd, you know, do it the way it was scripted and then, you know, try a few funny things and just, they kind of just saw what worked in the editing room.
So what did you guys shoot on and how long was your shooting time frame?
We shot on the, they shot on the Canon 5D with Aeroflex lenses. They
got, nice, yeah, nice.
So really, that's kind of what takes it to the next level, because I shoot on 5D a lot too, but this, you know, nothing looks like this, and it's because we got some really badass lenses.
Yeah. I'm always amazed at what the 5D can do, but when you get some good glass on it, it's an amazing machine, man.
Exactly. Our initial shooting schedule in Houston in that summer was 14 days straight. Then that winter, we went back and did, I think it was like 5 days of pickups, just like little things here and there, stuff to punch up the relationship side of things once they did sort of like a rough cut, and just to push up certain story elements. So. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we definitely enjoyed it. And if you guys are out there in the Texas area, look for Klinger in limited release and check it out on VOD and DVD when it's out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. All right.